everybody, I have another special treat for you today, a Christmas treat, if you will. Today, I am going to add a little commentary to the Frosty the Snowman movie that came out back in the 60s for your enjoyment. If some of you don't know yet, because you're just tuning into the podcast, I am Angela Bowen, and this is the Looking Back on My Wonder Years of Wonder Years podcast. But today, as I said, we're doing something a little different for the holiday since it's December and it's getting closer to Christmas every single day. And I thought, this time of year, I love to watch not just Christmas movies, but Christmas TV specials, Christmas TV episodes. So yesterday I did Garfield Christmas, the Garfield Christmas special, so today I'm doing the Frosty the Snowman movie. So I hope you enjoy it, and just so you know, this isn't really 100% going to be suitable for kids. I do drop some, swears, whatever, in here occasionally. I might not too much, but we'll see how it goes. So let's get started. The movie opens, and we have this older gentleman who's walking along through this town, and he's explaining to us kind of the story of Frosty and the special snow that's falling in the town. He says it's not ordinary snow, it's magic snow, Christmas snow, that kind of makes people who feel kind of glum, like it changes their attitude and makes them feel good. Like a guy, there's a homeless guy with a cardboard sign, and all of a sudden the snow falls and he's happy instead of glummy. And then we have a guy coming out of a toy store, an older gentleman with a cane, and he's got like a few gifts in his arms, and he's got a little smile on his face, and he manages to click his heels too without the cane. Interesting. So let's see. And a dad just came home from work. His kids are hugging him. Then we see the mailman and the dog are happy to see each other, when a dog normally will bite a mailman, I guess. Now the narrator comes in front of the school, and he explains that this is where everything happened with Frosty the Snowman and everything. So it's a little school. Well, actually, it's quite a big schoolhouse, to be honest, but they're only focusing on this one particular class. Excuse me. Kids are all, using their fingers to make little drawings on the windows. We did that. Anyone who rode a bus and, like, the windows were, like, really foggy because it's cold outside would always be drawing on them. Cheap, free entertainment, I guess. So the kids are all like, oh, wow, look, it's snowing outside. And then the teacher's like, okay, guys, you've seen the snow. You need to get back to your seats so we can continue with class. She's got a ruler, so she was beating it on the table there with the globe. She looks like an old school mom, kind of. Yeah, the kids, like, they're reluctant. They're like, the snow, I want to be out in it. She's like, but I have a special surprise for you guys. I have a magician come in, and this guy, oh my gosh, he looks like a DERF on so many levels. I mean, I think this is, so it's got to be take place in the 60s because it came out in the 60s. So everyone is really dressed, the times are really represented here. The guy's got a green top hat with a pink flower on it. And then that kind of matches his shirt underneath his suit. And he's wearing those like dress shoes like they wore back then that have the buttons on the side, so kind of fancy. And he's got, of course, every magician has to have the white gloves. He's got his hanky there. He's like, oh, well, thank you for introducing me. Now let's get on with the show. So lifts his hat up, and of course, what pours out of it but all of his joke stuff, his wand, some magic balls, cards, something that looks like a mini telescope thingy. So he's gathering all his stuff up, and these kids, they are not impressed. They're like, oh, this guy's already gonna suck. We can tell he's not really prepared. Looks like he's just kind of pulling it out of his ass. Like, this guy, he sucks. But he just tried to play it off, like, oh, that's just me. Oh, here's an egg. Puts a egg in there. It's like, hey, let's see what happens after he put one egg in there and three popped out and broke onto the floor. And then he, like, just puts a sheet over it, like, oh, that'll clean it up. Yeah, these kids, looking at their faces, they don't give a shit. Like, this guy, if this were today, those kids would probably be all on their phones. I mean, these kids are, like, 6 to 8 years old, but I'm sure they'd have phones or some type of a device that they'd be looking at. Like, is it almost time to go home now? I'd rather be learning in school. So, the magician pulls out the bunny rabbit, whose name is Hocus. He's really messing up that hat. Hocus finally appears. He's like, hey, kiddos. And then the top hat falls on him. And he's hopping around the classroom. And this magician is trying to get Hocus and everything like that. Oh, it's 3 o'clock. Good. They're like, yay, school's over. Let's get out of here. And they're all running towards the door. And the magician is caught in the middle. And like, yay, it's time to get the heck out of here. So they are like, hey. Oh, and I was going to mention, where is this taking place? Because it's snow all over the ground. And these kids are in, like, dresses and shorts. This one kid in green is wearing shorts. Oh, and one kid just happens to have a toboggan sled already on him. Oh, my goodness. Look at them go! They're having so much fun in the snow! Oh, and they got this really giant snowball. So they're building a snowman here. Yep. So they're kind of figuring, alright, what's he going to be called? Because they got him all, they got a pipe. I don't know where they got that pipe from. And they got a broom to stick in his hand, and they got some coal, and I get a button nose, which the kid pulled off of his shirt. I'm sure his mom's going to be happy. I don't know what... Well, the one guy's like, hey, should we call him Harold? And then this one kid in a blue, like light blue, dark blue striped sweater, I don't know whether they edited it, like really, like, the line delivery was really messed up or something, because he's womp, 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 like one of the adults in the Peanuts cartoon. So we don't know what he said. What did she say? Hold on. Agga bubba bubba. What the hell does that mean? These kids speak English. Some of them do. Goobers. What'd he say? Oatmeal? Is that a name? That's not a name. Oatmeal? What? They're all looking at him like, oatmeal? That's not a name. So Karen calls him Frosty. Karen is the blonde in the red and white dress and headband. Yay! Look at him go! We came up with a name! Now they're singing the Frosty the Snowman song. Aw, good for them. Aww. And they're all holding hands. They're dancing in a circle around him. Hocus comes out with the hat, and the magician's chasing after him. And he's like, oh, this hat, it's nothing but bad luck. So Karen puts the hat on Frosty's head, and he comes to life, like, immediately. And the first thing he says is, happy birthday! Yeah, because you just came alive. It's your birthday today. Yeah. Everyone's all looking at him like, oh my god, that's not supposed to happen. Yeah. Magic, yep. Oh, of course, this has got the magician guy. He's like, real, well, that's my hat. I want it back. Oh, and the wind blew it off. And then immediately Frosty went back to just being a regular snowman. But Karen's like, no, you threw that hat away. It's Frosty's now. And he's like, no, this is my hat. Nope, see, it goes with my suit. Like, this guy is such a jerk. Oh, he said, don't talk back to your elders. As he grabs Hocus by the ears, never do that to a rabbit. And he shoves him back into the hat. And the other boys are coming up saying, you can't take that hat. It's Frosty's. It brought him to life. Oh, even Hocus popped out of the hat and is, like, kind of shaming him. Like, you jerk. Give them the hat back. You're not going to be any kind of a magician guy. You suck. I don't know what that lady thought of in hiring you. Oh, my goodness. So, before the magician leaves, he's like, you know, when you kids get to be adults, you'll realize that snowmen don't come to life. And then he walks away. And then the kids are like, oh, Frosty, I'm sorry. We can't bring you back to life, guy. And they're like, we know you came to life. We were there. We saw you. So, then we get the intro of Frosty the Snowman, Jimmy Durante's. I think he sings a song. Oh my. So Hocus the rabbit ends up taking the guy's hat off of his head as he puts a wreath on in place of it. And the guy, the magician guy, does not even notice at all. So, oh yeah, there's no subtitles. This lady's got like 10 presents in her arms. And she's also carrying a bag that looks like it's got like long loaves of bread in it. She's looking at the guy like, okay, that's peculiar. So Hocus runs with the hat on top of him through the town and gets back to the kids and puts the hat back on Frosty, which brings him back to life. So they put the hat back on Frosty, and he's all like, happy birthday. So it's like whenever they put the hat back on him, that's the first thing that comes out of his mouth.
I said my first word.
So even Frosty is kind of thinking, well, wait a minute, Snowman can't talk, which he's a snowman. He's like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I shouldn't be alive. So even he's questioning what he's doing there and how this is even possible. So he sings a little song with the kids. Oh, he's counting. Sings a little song with the kids. And they all follow him through town. After they do, oh no. What in the world? He's starting to melt already? It seems like the temperature is going up. As it shows it rising all the way up to the top of the thermometer there. Yeah, oh my god. He's like, I gotta get out of here. The kids. So the kids kind of suggest, Frosty, how about we take you down to the train station and we will put you on a train to the North Pole. So Frosty agrees. That sounds like a great idea. You know, I've always wanted to go through town. And he starts marching and the kids all form a line and they're all singing the Frosty the Snowman song. And they end up going through town. And people are all just looking at him like, what in the world? What is a snowman doing? Walking through town like a person. Everyone's holding gifts. Everyone's holding at least like, you know, at least 3 to 5 gifts in their hands wherever they walk. And it's just nuts. Oh, so they hit another person. This guy who was carrying gifts hit a woman who was carrying at least 10 gifts in her hands. This guy, the barber, gets distracted as he's trimming this guy's beard, who's also smoking a cigar. The guy who's getting his beard trimmed is also smoking a cigar. He looks really, really relaxed. So he's getting distracted by Frosty, and he ends up cutting the guy's beard, half of his beard off, completely, with just scissors. Wow. That's some amazing scissors. This lady's freaking out. She's staring at them in the little handheld mirror, brushing her hair. And she freaks out when she sees Frosty the Snowman marching by. And she's just in her house. Oh, Hocus has decided to join them too. Alright. Come on, kids. Oh, they're playing leapfrog. And then they see the traffic cop who's directing. He's standing in the middle directing traffic because this little town isn't big enough to have a traffic light. It just has a cop standing in the middle of the road. So Frosty is paying no mind. He's just continuing to walk, and the guy keeps blowing his whistle like, what are you doing? You can't walk yet. There are cars coming. And Frosty's like, what's the traffic? What's this? What's traffic? He doesn't know any of this stuff. He's never heard of this before. So the guy's like, oh, you're a wise guy. I mean, guy, you're trying to reason with a snowman who is just basically made of snow. He doesn't know any of this stuff. So Karen, kind of explains to him the whole situation. It's like, well, he came to life and everything like that. And the guy's just kind of like, okay, sure. Just go on ahead. He ends up swallowing his whistle because he's so in shock. So they make it past, to the train station, and we got this guy here who's taking a nap. It's got to be a slow day, would be my guess. So he's taking a nap, and Karen and Frosty come up, and they're like, we'd like a ticket for the North Pole. So let's see here. So the guy's got all the tickets of all the places they're going to have to go through. I guess these are all additional tickets of cities you'll pass through on the way to the North Pole. Because he says Saskatchewan, Nome, Alaska, Klondike and Aurora Borealis. Let's see. $3,000. And Karen's like, well, we don't have any money. And he's like, he is so freaked out that the tickets all spill from his hands. He's like, well, no money, then you don't get a ticket to go. Why would they think that he'll just graciously give them a ticket free of charge just because she's got a talking snowman with her? That's not going to work. So luckily, Hocus the Rabbit is nearby, so he hears what's going on. And then he points out the window to a freezer compartment on a train that is supposedly heading in that direction to the North Pole. I don't know how that's possible. This story even tells where exactly it's set. But, so he's like, all right, get on the train there, Frosty. And Karen's like, oh, I'll go with you if I can be home by dinner. She does not have the concept of distance and as far as where the North Pole is from her house. But they open the door to the train compartment, and we see ice cream. We see a giant 3-tier cake, a bunch of different things. And you know what? There are no train workers around anywhere guarding for, people that are trying to jump on the train and everything. So,
full of ice cream and frozen Christmas cake.
Yeah, frozen Christmas cake. Is that what that 3-tier cake is, a frozen Christmas cake? All right, that sounds legit. So Karen, Frosty, and Hocus the Rabbit all get on board as the train whistle blows, indicating either they get on the train or they're going to be left behind. So the train pulls away as the kids are all waving. That little kid there looks like an elf. He's dressed like an elf. He doesn't look like any of the other kids. I'm guessing he's an elf. So, yeah, and now that dang magician is riding the rails underneath the train car? Yeah, that guy's not gonna get killed. Come on. Oh, that guy. And where was he this whole time? He just managed to be following them the whole way? Come on. Oh my gosh. So they're all freezing their butts off as... Well, Hocus seems fine because, he's a rabbit. He's got fur. So he doesn't have an issue like that. But poor Karen, she's just got that little dress, so she's freezing her hiney off. So, yep, they're getting through they're getting up there to the North Pole. Karen's shivering, shaking, sneezing. She's gonna get pneumonia. And now they stop for a second. Frosty gets out with Hocus, and he's Frosty's holding Karen because she can't walk. She's that cold. And then we see this dingle doof of the evil magician. I'm just going to refer to him as the evil magician. Who's shaking his fist like, oh, you, I get you. Like, shut up. You will not, you jerk. Oh, he does manage to fall. And then he falls down a little snowy hill and then falls underneath the tree, which then proceeds to drop a load of snow on his face. Bury him in snow. So Frosty, oh my god, okay, it is really cold here. Even Hocus is rubbing his shoulders like, oh, I'm so cold. Karen's got to be near death here because poor Frosty's like, oh, this poor girl. She's like near death in my arms. There's got to be a place. And they happen upon some woodland creatures that are all decorating the forest for Christmas. So they're like, hey, why don't you build a fire and stuff like that? So Hocus tells the animals, Karen's freezing, let's build a fire. So they all build a fire the way with rubbing sticks together. And Karen's getting warmed up and everything like that. Frosty doesn't know what to do, because poor... Oh! Hocus is saying, well, let's get Santa Claus in on this and help Karen to get her home, I'm guessing? So, yep. Oh, dang it! Now that guy, that dang evil magician has found them. And Karen's well enough, she jumps on Frosty's back as he slides down a hill to get away from him, the evil magician. And they happen upon a greenhouse just in the middle of nowhere. And this is supposed to be the North Pole, I guess? Country nurseries. Oh, it looks so nice and warm in there with all these really... They look like poinsettias for Christmas, would be my guess. So he's like, here, let's take you in here. You get all nice and warm. Poor Frosty is like, oh my god, it's too warm in here. I think I need to step outside. Well, the evil magician has caught up to them, and he shuts Frosty in there, and he's like, oh, shoot. Luckily, Santa Claus comes, and Hocus tells him what's up. He's like, Frosty, he's in the greenhouse with Karen, and the evil magician locked them inside the greenhouse. So Santa goes, and unfortunately, it's too late. Karen's there crying because Frosty has been reduced to a puddle of water. And I feel so bad for Santa and poor Hocus. So, yeah, that's sad. But her tear somehow brings him back to life. Because now she cried and that tear went down into the water, and then all these flashbacks have started when they were in town and all, you know, putting Frosty together, him coming to life, they're playing leapfrog through town, and he's like, it's magic snow, he'll come back to life, don't worry, Santa tells her, it's alright. So he opens the door to the greenhouse, and a gust of wind comes in, and it pulls Frosty outside and brings him back to life. Then we have the evil magician lurking behind a tree. He's like, give me that hat. It's mine. It's rightfully mine. And Santa gets in there and says, hey, if you take that hat, you're getting nothing for Christmas. And I do mean nothing for Christmas. And then the guy's like, well, evil magicians have to make a living too. I'm like, yeah, you don't gotta be an evil magician, you jerk. Of course, he's like, yep, he'll never bring him another Christmas gift. Then he tells him, maybe I will if, oh, it is too fair. You're a jerk, guy. Come on. No, they don't need to make a living. 100 zillion times, I will not come after Frosty or something like that. Santa tells the evil magician to write 100 zillion times. So he's, if you do that, I will give you a gift for Christmas. So he's like, well, I better get busy. And he runs off. Yeah. Good luck for that guy. So he brings Frosty back to life again with the hat. Because every time the hat falls off, he goes back to being a plain old snowman. So they all dance around and they Santa and Frosty drop Karen off on the roof of her house, I might add. On the roof of her house. How is she getting down? They leave her there. How is she getting down? She can't fit down there. I don't even think there is a chimney. Let me see here. Is there a chimney? No, there is no chimney. There's one light on in this house. And it looks like it's got a Christmas tree. It's like there's a Christmas tree in the attic or something like that. I don't know. So that's pretty much the end of the movie. Then we get the credits rolling with the kids and Frosty, parading through town. That is pretty much the end of that, guys. I hope you enjoyed this little mini commentary. I'm sorry. Hopefully I didn't bore you too much. Or you can watch it yourself. It was copyrighted 1951. Based on the song by Steve Nelson and Jack Rollins. Alright, guys. Well, check this out and I'll be back again to do another commentary. Alright. Have a good day, everyone.